you see the last 300 level. Sorry, 200 level. She be at 200 level. But this must not be there.
Are we? Is this your job to be entering me for a living? Something we've not
started. Guys, I'm back to
the street. I beg. This is my work. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
No sense.
I'm gonna stop laughing.
Oh yeah.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Life Talks with Olani. And I know you are probably used to this intro, but like I cannot figure out any other intro. I'm here with my friend, my guy, my husband.
I made a little money.
Loki, you reason. My nigga, Afghan, Demola Martins, Victor, Olowo. Oh yeah, sorry, introduce yourself.
So, how are you talking? Okay, so my name is Demola Martins.
You have to be audible.
No, I know they hear me. So my name is Demola Martin.
Oshé.
And that's about it now.
That's all.
Put you on. Now send me money.
Okay. So on today's episode, we'll be talking about. I just want to get into it. You are not going to hear any music today. Like today's topic is deep. It's pretty serious. We're done with catching crews for a while. Yes. No, this is people's problems.
Well,
people are dealing with things like this.
Because sometimes they wonder how you go through this kind of problem.
Very, very serious.
Oh, yeah.
So, today's episode is about relationships in general and how young adults are very prone to peer pressure.
Alright.
Like, not just boyfriend and girlfriend. Everybody get out on that one. Not just boyfriend and girlfriend, like normal, like maintaining healthy relationships, long term relationships with your friends, your family,
so it's not just the
your work, yes, your workmates, so. And everything. And so, I asked you guys to send me questions based on probably what you've seen or what you are going through currently in your life or what people have told you. So, is there like before we like go into the questions, is there like anything you want to say concerning that topic? Relationships and like peer pressure generally.
Okay, so are you saying, are we relating peer pressure into relationships?
Yes,
or they're just two different,
they are two different things. Okay. If you reason it, but like we're going to try to match everything together. Yes.
Okay, for me, I think maintaining relationship and when it's not even exactly romantic relationship right now, maintaining relationship, friendship and all that, I feel like it takes a lot of effort. So that's why I tell people you can't exactly have a lot of close friends.
Yeah.
Because constantly checking up on people, not even constantly, but checking up on them when you just think about them can be a whole lot.
Like people need to understand that friendships involve commitment.
I'm telling you,
not just like normal.
Friendship involves commitment as much as relationship does.
Yes.
Because there are many times your friends are down and you are also down at that moment, but you still have to be for them.
Do you still have
to be there for them. So
yes.
There are many times. So I feel
That's the thing though. Is there anyone that is not down in this country?
Everybody's down. Everybody did down. May God bring us up.
For real though, like there's always one thing or the other. There's always one. If it's not BTC that is rising today,
I'm telling you,
it's another issue. Just, somebody is dying.
There's just a lot of problem.
Honestly,
a lot of problem.
But we move.
I'm telling you, and to people going back to the streets, back and forth the streets or forever.
I've got.
There's just a lot of problems, and you just have to be there for these people because you know if you throw them into the streets now, where they're
coming. Wow. Not you making mad sense.
Yeah, I know now. I make mad sense.
Opo. I mean. My jegba after this podcast. For this peer pressure thing, I feel like young adults at some particular age, around that 18 upwards, they're like, they are mainly trying to like figure out their identity, their lives, and like in their society and everything, their culture, relationships. They're like, they are trying to figure out who they are exactly and how most of them want to be independent. And like they're trying to like strive for independence and they don't know about
at such a young age.
Yes, it's like chill, breathe. some people legit put on. I feel like the pressure is just unnecessary.
And I feel like sometimes we ourselves are always the cause of the pressure, because you see many people, like, I mean, there's just, I get that there's a lot of pressure, but I feel like more of external pressure, there is internal pressure.
Continue talking now, I'm
so
listening.
More of external pressure. I get that there's the pressure, okay, you must meet up to your best standard and all that. But I feel like there's more of internal pressure to where you say that, I mean, things are always going to happen. Things are always going to, even as an adult, even when you were a child, and even when you're a grown adult, even when you're a parent, or even there are always going to be things that would make you feel, oh, yeah, I need to put myself like this, I need to get to this person's standard and all. But I feel like you just try to chill.
Yes.
And even if you're going
especially
to be yourself,
as we have seen that this country will make you do, like, it will make you question your existence.
I'm telling you.
You might as well calm down.
It make you do things that you never thought you would actually.
I swear.
So that's why I feel like if you're going to be getting pressure from anybody,
most
people doing positive pressure.
Most people do Yahoo. It's your me die. It's peer pressure.
Yes, no.
I'm very, very sure.
Meet up with some, do you with understand? Some certain standard that some people
that,
have set.
That they did not even send you.
I'm nobody's actually really
nobody's
in the real sense. Because we all have our problems. I mean, I don't go outside and say, oh, this person is using this kind of thing and this person is using
we're
this
not
kind of
leveling
thing.
The most important the one that is worse. The
exactly.
Problem that is number one, the problem that is number two.
Two.
Everybody I shall know problems. Every single human being has something that they are dealing with.
Yes, exactly.
So, all these pictures and everything that you see on social media is a lie. Everybody is lying.
Like, see me now. My cousin was saying,
let's go into the question. We are parosh.
Cousin,
see,
I'm not even
anywhere
right
you
now.
See Demola, believe.
My cousin was saying, they see me on Instagram now.
You are
see
a
me
in
real life now. They will still say, ah,
let me send my account number.
No sign account. I even get your account number same, but nothing,
you see,
nothing.
This is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing show.
What is not showing? I've got see you guys. At some point, I will post his picture. All his pictures. Every single thing. You see what I'm talking about? You.
And that's what I'm saying.
You want a lie for my podcast?
And that's what I'm saying.
My podcast is not about lies. You have to be truthful to yourself and to every single person listening.
Okay.
Do you know how many listeners I have?
Multi-blow. Oh, yeah.
If you reason it. Okay, so we're going to dive into the question now.
Okay, so like how many questions do we have? How many?
We have about 10.
Okay.
About 10. 10 really serious, deep, funny, amazing questions.
People are really going through it.
People are really on the streets.
Are you serious?
People are on the streets. Mm. I'm not one of them though.
Mm-hmm.
You're
street or where?
You're
depends on the street.
I'm on the sidewalk.
Well,
so first question. Why do people believe relationship is all about money? Why do people believe relationship? First of all, relationship is not about money. It's not all about money. And even though it is all about money, it is your personal money, your own money,
yeah,
like your own mindset that I do not want to get into a relationship until I have money. Because as much as you liking the other party is important, or you loving the other party is important, money too is important.
Okay, but you know, we're in Nigeria, let's be factual. And with the things you can't say,
if you drag any baby,
no, I'm not even dragging
if
any
you
baby.
Drag Nigerian
no,
girls,
I'm not even dragging Nigerian okay. girls, but I'm just saying that. We,
because people,
saying,
people have saying, this stereotype.
If we're saying that people should not get into a relationship because they don't have money, a lot of people don't get into a relationship. A lot of people maybe get married.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in as much as we're trying to maintain financial stability, we can't exactly say people should not get into relationships because of they don't have money. And in as much as what did the person ask again? The person said, why do people get...
Believe.
I feel like that's... Not everybody. I feel like that's... Like,
it's just a weird mentality. It's
yeah,
a weird
it's,
belief.
It's just, I think it's not, it's even an untrue generalization.
Yes, why?
There are a lot of people that still do stuff because of they like the person, it's not because of money or something. Yes, money is a big factor. Because, I mean, the only way to show romance to a Nigerian baby is by sending
that's,
money.
That's
sending
false.
Somebody.
I swear
that's
false.
True.
That's totally false.
I
don't know
how many Nigerian babies.
Me.
I'm not about to.
For me, Afghan. You don't need to do too much
and that's
to impress
you.
Me.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
that's you.
For and that's so, I'm
that's
so
you out
now,
of
like,
you out of how many Nigerian babes you have.
See, I have friends, I have girlfriends that they don't really give a fuck about your money.
I do have friends like that too.
They don't care about like your money is like it's not.
But even if you say your money's not, I feel like guys feel like they need to live to some. I mean, I get that part.
Yes, understood. But like if you carry on with this mentality that you need to have, like you need to be boxed up to a certain extent.
I feel like the society has given us that.
It's weird. Like it's weird because so it's, first of all, it's problem. Not every single girl that you see that is like all about your money. Like, I mean, it's okay to have your personal, to have this, what should I call it, standard for yourself and say, okay, I want to have money before. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But like carrying on with the mentality that to take care of your people, to be in a long-term or to maintain a relationship, you need money. What if you guys get married and there's a point where you don't have money? Or at a point in your relationship, you don't have money. What happens
there's a fact
then?
Like that. You need money, but money should not be the basis. But you actually do need money.
Understood. Maintain.
But money is not, money should not be the foundation.
Exactly.
The basis of it.
Exactly. Yes. Laura, can she make your own money?
Laura, can
everybody
make your
money
does and everybody,
me, everybody should, yes.
And if you are not minding your business, get out.
And spend your money. Spend it wisely.
And girls, don't stress any man. I beg.
Men, don't stress us too. Yes. See, don't even let us start this conversation, okay. Afghan, because I will change it for you.
Yeah. I will beat you on your podcast.
Beat who? I'm coming for you. Then the number two question. Okay. I hope the person that asked that question, I hope we're able to answer.
Okay, yes. I hope we're able to answer your
question. Because the question is why do people?
I mean, the question is even why? Did we even address the question?
And the reason I say why?
Why do people? We don't have reason for that because we're not people.
Exactly.
And we don't do that.
We can only speak based on what we have seen or the people around us.
Exactly. And I don't think we have people like that.
Exactly.
Maybe I
don't have
maybe
people. Afghan. This boy here, Komodjowulo.
I know about
any smart is send me money. You see, he even said it before we started the main question.
Send me money now because excuse me. Oloshi, money is important.
The next question. Your name is Demola Olowo. On Instagram. If you like to go change your name. Follow him on Instagram at Demola Olowo.
I beg.
Okpo. No. Second question. The pleasure. I think this is a peer pressure question.
Okay.
The pleasure people get from smoking and the pressure to smoke. This was a conversation that was going on in my I won't cast them.
Okay.
But in my department, in my departmental group,
okay.
This was me telling them to send in their questions and stuff.
Okay.
So they were talking about how, like, the pleasure people get from smoking and whatnot. And someone said, blah, 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 he smokes, but he has the money to take care of himself if anything happens. And I was like, the people that have died,
don't they have
from lungs,
cancer or something?
Do you think that they don't know how to take care of themselves? Like, I don't understand.
I feel like most people that do all this kind of stuff, they do because of peer pressure.
Yes.
There are many things that we do, not because we actually want to do them, just because we want to feel among. I mean, people are doing this thing, the guys are doing it, and you don't want to be the left out person in the clique.
Then the first question about pleasure, the pleasure people get from smoking.
I can't say because I don't smoke. But
I mean, I know people that smoke.
Okay.
I have friends that smoke.
I do have friends that smoke.
Yeah, too. And it's like they're like just like the adrenaline. It makes them more.
And I think it makes them forget their problems for. I mean, the
for like few minutes.
Exactly for the time being.
And for some, it helps them walk.
Huh.
Like, they are more. It's like it hits their thinking.
Or it makes them hyper. So
exactly. Me. So they are able to like function well. And I'm like, if you are depending on weed or smoking to function well, don't you think there's a problem?
There's a
because what if there's no weed or there's nothing,
you know,
to
that,
smoke.
That stuff is really addictive when you start
it is and it's like they don't get that, like if you take it, like there has to be a point where you get. See, I know people that in the morning like once they wake up in the morning they are looking for lighter.
Nah, that's hard to live like that.
And I'm like, you're addicted to this thing, and they're like, no, they can't. I'm like, bro,
they can stop anytime.
They got bro.
I mean,
common. There are some people that can also stop when they want to, but then
the majority of,
if you could stop, you would have stopped since. Am I not making sense?
And maybe they still feel. Maybe they still derive so much pleasure from it, so there's no point to stop.
I've got this question. We can't relate because most of we
can't relate, but I mean, we've seen it.
Yes, we've seen it. I have seen how it is affecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if you are talking, is it that you are trying to form holier than thou, or like you are trying to form like you know everything?
Down, but.
And it's not like that. It's not like
smoking is not something that is advisable. I don't know.
Right. It is literally on the whatever.
Even
that
the people that
smokers
people
are able to die young.
I mean, these guys know that this thing is probably gonna kill you.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just.
And you know, for people that are addicted right now, there's not so much they can do in their own power. So can such people, I think they need therapy or something. Because now this one's already addicted to it. It's not something that you can say, oh, I've not tried it before, so I'm not going to do it. These people have tried it, they are used to it. So, and they probably cannot stop. So for people like that, I know therapy, just a whole lot of work.
You see the way therapy is not even in, like, Nigeria, and therapy is like...
It's like people don't even believe that you need therapy.
Let's go to the next question because of time.
Okay.
The next question. So it goes like this. I'm just going to read it exactly the way the person asked.
Okay.
The person says, someone you chat with often, everything is going smoothly, and all of a sudden there's a kind of space. Like, she doesn't say hi, and you both don't say anything for some days or so. And when you ask, she says she needs breathing space between you guys because she doesn't want to be entitled to you. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know why she's... I mean, I don't mean to sound...
Like, first of all, why is she thinking too much?
Yes,
like,
why is she needing British
like, entitled...
Entitlement is just too far.
Bruh, you're just texting.
We're just texting. Why? Where's the entitlement? Who couple took her to the street?
Why is she on the street?
She doesn't even want to come out from the street.
I don't understand.
She doesn't want to get out from the street because I don't understand. Entitlement is just too far. And I mean, you guys are texting.
Sometimes bro, it's not like you people are going out or something.
Something might not even eventually happen. And for the guy that is asking this question, there are two things involved. Either she has been really hot in the past.
Or she has been through a lot.
Exactly.
Or she's too scared of being like so dependent.
Exactly.
That she will text you so much. And when, because you guys tend to fuck up.
Well,
you people will be, you'll be returning the same age. Remember that first 2 weeks or first or a month. Let's just give you a month. To portray you as good people, because men are scum.
Women are scum.
Excuse me.
Scum has no gender.
Excuse me, fam. And you people can stop texting. So she's trying to protect her, like a defense mechanism. That if anything stops, she's still gallant. She go do alright.
Or so, she doesn't just feel the guy.
Bro, nah. You people always try to look for excuses. She.
But she's not feeling the guy. Because I feel like you are feeling someone. I mean, you make an effort.
I beg you.
And I'm not going to start saying
anything. I feel like you should probably just like. Let her understand that just for her to be able to like keep a normal relationship, she just needs to let her guard down. Like, she needs
and
to calm
she's,
down.
Are you someone that she really needs to let her guard down for?
Too? Like, exactly.
This is a question. Don't you have me?
Men.
Don't have me wasting someone's daughter's time.
Next question. I hope we're able to answer these questions because we're just like talking based off. Me, I'm talking based on experience, look, because I'm on the streets right now. But we move. Next question. Is this something about Afghan? As you are listening to this podcast, if at some point you start laughing because of how he laughs,
my laugh,
then good
I
for
laugh
you.
Like a rich man.
You, excuse me.
Are you high?
You laugh like you are, like you smoke too much and your lungs is like spoiling. That's how you laugh. You see?
That would sound.
Are you.
Right. If you ask your. What do you always call your audience or whatever?
Excuse me. Next question.
Okay.
Are teenagers the only one vulnerable to peer pressure?
Nah.
Are teenagers, what is pressuring you?
in the first place. Like,
why are you pressured?
Exactly. Even for the world the way it is right now, why are you acting in the real sense? What's pressuring
you? What's pressuring you?
Nothing.
Do you have children?
Do you have problems?
Are you is there something going on?
There's nothing going on. Why
not like making fun of you guys, but like where is this pressure coming from? Where is this pressure coming from?
It's nowhere. Let's just miss it.
Because people that are like supposed to be feeling pressure, like maybe young adults, like maybe 2018. Well, look, if you reason it, it's everybody that used to feel
pressure. I get that everybody feels pressure, but I feel like teenagers is limited. You guys, this is time to have fun, honestly. This is time to actually really just do things. Which one is pressure?
Have fun.
What are you having fun? What
African
are you doing? What are you doing anything? But I feel like there's not so much pressure.
Exactly, like...
You can... Teenagers are even the one that...
It's not necessary. Pressure. Do you understand? It's because, like... You're not working, like you don't like.
Is it peer pressure? The person said though.
Yes.
Even peer pressure. I don't thinking about
peer pressure. Teenagers.
Teenagers do actually go through a lot of peer pressure because I mean, from should I be in a relationship at the moment? Should I not be in a relationship at the moment? Am I supposed to?
Am I too young?
Am I too young to make out? Am I too? It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. But I get it.
Run. Run. Everybody they lie.
Everybody they lie.
Run away.
Women. So for me, I feel like. Everybody goes through pressure. I mean,
I feel like it's not only teenagers that are only vulnerable. According to the question, not only every single human being at some point in their lives
are vulnerable to
peer pressure. It is how you channel whatever emotions that you are feeling. Mm-hmm. That is very important. You just need to calm down and like just calm down.
All of us will die.
Exactly. These teenagers are doing Yahoo, and I'm like, she pressure not low for a lay-by.
It's just, I don't know, it's just the way the society has structured things.
The society can be very rude at times.
And well, people make up the society, so it's back to us in the real sense.
This world is just a whole new cycle. Like, it's a roller coaster.
A roller coaster.
Just and like some people's relationships.
Everybody must collect. Like how some people are chopping breakfast. Life is like that.
Afghan, you need to calm down.
Moving on.
Let's move on. The pressure of a Nigerian living in America, bruh. First of all, I can't relate because I don't live in America. But this is from someone that is Nigerian and stays there.
Okay, I feel like maybe the person is talking about, because I've heard several times that you see Nigerians living in America.
This particular topic or question came as a result of her having a particular friend that wants to hang out, a fellow girlfriend that wants to hang out with her, and it's like she keeps trying to tell them that she's not exactly free to go out like that because of the kind of parents she has. Strict, I mean, I feel like everyone has, every Nigerian,
every
has,
Nigerian has strict parents.
So she keeps trying to tell her that she can't really go out like that, and her girlfriend is like, you can just sneak out, like, it's fine. She's American. Her girlfriend's American. She's telling her, it's fine. Like, there's no problem. Nothing will happen. And she's like, do you want my parents to bring me back to Nigeria? do you want them to bring me back? Like, and I told her, I said, I feel like if she's really your friend, she should respect that you have. She should respect whatever decision you make.
Exactly.
She should, if she's really your friend, she should not force you to sneak out. Like, if you don't want to sneak out, don't sneak out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all these things, all these cruises, all this fun that you want to catch, we have time for
virtually,
it. You are still
and
very you
guys, young. And in America, it's even once you are of legal age, you can actually do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. You are responsible for whatever decision you make.
And your decision, actions, and anything that it comes with.
Yes.
So I feel like it's just chill.
I feel like she should just like tell her friend that I cannot sleep. Like, can you stop disturbing me about this? Because me, I don't have strength. If you say you're stressing me about some magbe, don't stress me. I know come. It's not by force now.
Well, the other one just wants to have fun, so I get it.
And she should go and have fun now. Why is she disturbing me?
why is
she disturbing her?
Did anybody disturb
me? She should go and have fun. Come for me, le. Do you want my parents to bring me? Oh, no, Majeko, see. Babe, don't let them bring you back to Nigeria.
I'm telling
people
you.
People are suffering in this country.
That's a wrong idea.
Don't come back. Oh. See, they say you should not go out. Boya, you should not go out. Oh.
Don't even dream.
Boya, you should just be making TikToks. I said, my Boya, you should just stay inside your house. Oh. Afghan, stop laughing. Is it serious?
But seriously, no, she should actually be really.
She should stay in her house.
Stay in her
house. Do TikTok.
But when should they even allow to go out now?
Oh, open, exactly.
She don't know my
they can't literally lock you inside.
Exactly, no,
but you cannot go to clubs. And I'm sure it's night outing you people want to go for. I still should sneak out.
Thinking about it, you'll be fine. You soon get whatever age you start.
She's a very young girl. It's not that serious. Next question. This one is deep. Afghan, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let me see.
Are you ready? You only post your aesthetically.
Oh yeah.
Aesthetically. It was actually a tweet. And the person sent the tweet to me.
Okay.
You only post your aesthetically pleasing friends, but not the ones you run to at your lowest.
Okay, so the question is like, why do people do that, or
why?
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know.
Is this like thing all actually
my, all
true?
All my friends are aesthetically pleasing.
It's,
I mean,
true.
Not.
Ben song. Ben song.
I know. I'm just joking, but I don't know. But I know. I know definitely people do it, especially girls. This. I feel like this.
Bro. Are you serious right now?
Guys.
They do. It's actually like that.
It happens.
And I feel like you just have to get to a certain stage in your life where you need to realize that there are certain people that you give your time and your attention to that truly don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those people that are giving your attention to, if you sit down and reason it, if you need help, no. You cannot text them.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot call. Like, me now, when someone asks me, like, if you are like in a crisis
and you need help or something,
first five people, and I swear I already had them in my head.
True.
And, like, I already had
and
them
I'm
in my
sure head. Those aesthetically pleasing friends,
three people and all of them, I you just have to prioritize your, like, the people you want to make friends with and the people you want to.
I feel like you should not give yourself so much problem on these things. Just know the friends that are really important to you.
Exactly.
And just know the. I don't know. People, I'm definitely. If I'm your friend, I'm your close friend, and you keep continually posting your. I don't really care, but I'm just saying from someone that cares.
Yeah.
And you keep posting your aesthetically pleasing friend, quote unquote. I probably would have a problem with it, but I don't care. But I'm assuming I care.
Okay.
Probably have a problem with it. So I don't know. I don't exactly know what. I'm trying to understand what you mean by aesthetically pleasing friends. But I know it's a thing. But it's a girl's thing.
It is. Most likely. Can you stop with that?
It's a girl's thing. You guys are just wired differently. It's a girl's thing, actually, in the real sense. So I don't know. So if you want anybody, just give people the accord they give
you. See, me everybody just get out. You post to aesthetically, wait till concern you. Wait till concern you. If they come and ask you for help, don't give. Why are you stressing about
it? I feel like it's not.
No, it's nobody's business. See, everybody should just.
But I feel like the person that's asking this question is on the receiving side of them not posting them because they are not aesthetically pleasing.
I don't. This person that asks this question is actually really, really aesthetically pleasing. She's very, very pretty.
Not aesthetically pleasing.
She's beautiful.
And beauty no means you aesthetically pleasing though. I'm just saying.
These people that you post, this thing, Laura Con, is the people that you post, can they help you?
Well,
if you are in crisis, if you have a problem. But that should not matter.
And okay.
I feel like every single friend that you have is for a reason.
Exactly.
There's a benefit you get from them.
Yes. And you need
either
to understand
is emotional
that. You need
or
to,
mentally.
And you need to understand that. And they also need to understand that. So you guys are on the same page.
Exactly. And if you are not on the same page, I don't think it is. Depending on how tight or how the friendship is it your responsibility to let them know that, okay, this is where we stand. This is how it is.
Because if I be factual, I know we have friends. We have friends when we need emotional support. We have friends when we need financial support. We have friends when we need to...
Just like someone like me, you're going to come and visit me for the financial support because I don't have money. Yeah. But if it's emotional, I'm there for you.
Yeah, I get you.
And if you need me to borrow from you, I'll borrow. And if you don't give me it, by the time you say you will pay, but my shake for three more yen. So you cannot come and stress me.
So for this kind of person, I feel like you just have the conversation with the person. Do you understand? And I feel like you should just know where you stand. And the person should also know where you stand.
So and
you
stop doing Ojuaye.
Conflicting interest.
Stop doing Ojuaye. Like if you are posting someone just because
they are beautiful
or the person is helping you financially.
Mm-hmm.
Really and you not forget the people that if you are broke, like the last draw for you, you go to them and they don't even think twice. They don't blink before they help you and you're not appreciating or acknowledging
that's
them.
That's just sad.
I feel like you don't necessarily have to post them to let them know that you really, really appreciate them.
What's the thing about you?
But posting is not necessary.
It's not necessary.
You don't have to post them to make them understand that, okay, regardless of whatever I did for you. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
So like everybody should get out.
And everybody should know their place as you're getting out.
Do not see, you can do anything, but do not overrate your importance in anybody's life.
I feel like that's the first thing.
Don't overrate it.
Conversations about these things.
Yes. Don't just catch cruise. Even take us up, you'll not be crying. It's when it's tears.
So just understand your importance.
Yes.
In life.
Yes.
So you guys are on the same page.
Don't overrate your importance. Yeah. Just know that this is where you are. If you heard any voice there, just ignore it, please. I don't know who is talking. Next question. The most young guys smoke out of peer pressure. I feel like yes.
Yes, actually, like,
I feel like yes. Yes. Most guys smoke. I feel like most guys they smoke out of peer pressure and then they enjoy it and then they can't stop.
Yeah.
So it's, and then they get addicted.
So it's a peer pressure thing, addiction.
Yeah. I think we answered that the first time.
Answered that before.
I'm just trying to rush everything because of time. I don't want the podcast to be too long. Because,
okay.
You know, Afghan is a married man. He needs to get back to his wife.
Oh, and then I need to get back to my job.
Walafo, no get job.
Walafo, no get job.
Hey, Afghan. Next question.
All right.
Okay. A best friend is a best friend regardless of the gender. Irrespective of the gender. Is your close friend your best friend? Are you about to counter that? Excuse me first. Let me finish the question.
Okay.
Irrespective of the gender, why has that changed over time? Why should you be touchy with your bestie?
Okay, so the person, I feel like the person is coming from a perspective.
First of all, when you answer this question, you say, away.
Away. You dey get female bestie. You dey get. Well, I don't know. I feel like there are actually people that are opposite genders that are best friends. I feel like they're opposite people that are opposite genders that are best friends, and it's not so much of a problem. Only gets to a problem when
Afghan. Hold on. I'm about to attack you now.
Okay.
Get ready.
Oh yeah.
You are in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. You have been dating this girl for a while.
Yeah.
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 Is it okay for your girlfriend to have a male best friend?
Well, I don't know.
Would you be comfortable with it?
Well, it depends on that. My girlfriend first don't have a male best friend.
Why?
Who is he? Who's his father?
Can you hear?
For real though, who's his father?
Can you hear?
No, nah, it can't happen to me. That's me.
It can't.
That's me. But I don't know about you. If you are comfortable with it, it's not a big deal. As long as you're not.
That's
as long
you.
As she's not exactly that's making you. That kind of person.
That's you, but we are close. We are practically best friends.
We are very close. But I feel like we all understand. That's the thing. Understanding where you stand matters. That's the thing. That's the truth. We understand. Truth is that you know the thing about this best friend thing is that
see,
you don't exactly.
First of all, the reason why I'm asking Abigail is because I can't relate. I'm on the streets. I can't relate to all these things. But if I was in a relationship, I don't think I would care. Except I see something that, or I see because bad babe. If
no, when you say someone is your best friend, that means you share your deepest.
See,
and that thing is supposed to be someone you're in a relationship with. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking from my perspective. I exactly won't have a problem if my babe actually has male best friend, but thankfully she doesn't. So I don't get to give myself a problem on all this. She has best friend. She now have male best friend. She didn't even have female best friend.
I think there's some people that when are you trying to shave your girlfriend?
No. I'm my girlfriend's.
I feel like when there are some moments where like people will be dating. And they would have like a really like issue that they are dealing with. The first person they go to is their best friend.
That's a problem.
Not their boyfriend.
That's actually that can be a problem. It's not like it's a problem, but that can be a problem when you make someone that.
But it's not like they have.
That's like just like exactly
you know,
making
your best
them emotional
friend was
support
before your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Well, so okay, when he gets to marriage, so when he gets to marriage, what happens?
That's the thing, though. All this really every. Go back to the streets, you say no. Just get married, you say no.
Man, I just think that as long as everybody knows the path they are playing, there should be no problem. Do you understand?
That's the thing, some people are clueless, Afghan.
And you can't make your partner clueless. If you're going to have the best friend that is an opposite sex, your partner has to know, your partner has to understand, your partner has to really understand. And if your partner can understand, if your relationship is something, your friendship with that your supposed best friend, something that you can stop because of your partner, if he's worth it. Yes, but in... For it to make sense, your partner, the two partners or whoever, best friend, the supposed bestie and all, the supposed
Laura, bestie. Laura, you cannot be touchy with your best friend, especially if you have a relationship.
And
let's just say, we'll be talking based on people that are in relationships. Let's say you don't have a relationship and
okay,
you just have a
best friend. And you're just... No,
why
are
you touchy
being touchy
with your
best friend?
You have feelings for each other.
Something else. Get right
just
to it.
Just get to it and let's say, okay.
Just say get laid.
No, Afghan. No, do not. Please, listeners, do not get laid. We do not want unwanted pregnancies.
Well,
so
prevention.
So please stop. For people that are not, or for people that are, like people like me, you know, on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People are on the streets.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have a best friend, if it is a best friend, please, why are you touching him anyhow?
Except you guys want to move forward.
Why
like
you,
a step forward.
Please do not. It is
otherwise,
so. It is disgusting. Don't
well,
do that.
Who is friends with benefits, and you guys understand.
That should not even be a thing.
Well, it's an understanding.
Friends with benefits. What is that?
Best friend with benefits.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Stop.
I'm just joking.
Just stop.
I'm just saying.
If you are,
just saying,
stop joking, because I can't. Stop being touchy.
I'm just saying everybody's relationship should be defined.
Stop being touchy, please. It's not normal. It's not normal. It's your best friend.
The advice is just basically define your
stop relationship. Stop it. Stop it. If you are calling
nobody's
someone your best
touchy.
Friend, and if you are being touchy, you obviously there's something else to it. Except you are just disgusting and you don't
I'm
like
saying,
depressing.
And that's what I'm saying. Define your relationship. Once you define
everybody
it.
Just demands.
Why did you argue?
Next question. It's, for real, I cannot even fathom. It's very, very disgusting.
It is, actually.
Next question. Hey, Afghan. I think you saw this one the other time. And it was...
Okay, let me see.
It was really, really deep. My question goes thus. That's how the person... I had to copy and paste. I could not even...
Are you serious?
My question goes thus. There is this girl I want to date.
Okay.
At the beginning of our friendship, we were cool. at the beginning of our friendship, we were cool. Things went smoothly amongst us. I don't even know why he keeps using the us, we, whatever. Smoothly, God, so I'm sorry, yo, amongst us, even though we haven't dated, I asked her out and her response was, she could not date me because I know her ex. That is, he, the person that typed this knows like her ex. Her
history.
Yes, she's her history, I vomit. She said she doesn't want to have the memory of her ex again. She likes me too though. Can there be something more to it, or she's just trying to figure who I am? Because I really want to date her. Can you please address this for me? Afghan.
Okay.
Can you please address this for him?
So we send him address.
So the whole thing about this is, there's this person that he really likes and him. Likes her too. And likes her, she likes her, and likes him too. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want to date him because the guy is a BIX. That's just an absurd reason not to want to date someone. Because
I feel like there are more reasons.
I feel like there's something more to it. Yeah, like it like just can't be. She doesn't. And then the thing about, she doesn't want to have memory. Like, which memory? I don't understand. Which memory? Ah, these people in this house, they're not making me make my podcast. See, I'm so sorry. All these background noises. Until I get up, is noise is a word?
Noise?
Is it noise? Is noise is a word?
I think noise is
problem. I said noises.
They know.
Please, you guys should just help me ignore whatever background noise you are listening to. Please, it's not my fault. I swear, it's not my fault. It's because I'm at home and I'm not in school. That's why it's like this. So.
To the question, I feel like, I don't know, for the girl, there should definitely be more reasons aside, because that I mean, in as much as everybody's excuse is valid, I don't think it's so, this particular excuse, oh, because you know my ex, okay, so.
Yeah.
Because you know my ex is so
and
valid.
You don't want to have memory.
Memories.
Is like, he so, like is, like, that's even disrespectful. First of all, that's so disrespectful. You don't want to have memory. I can't, like, why?
Anything about relationship just always gets you attacked. Why? Calm down.
Afghan.
What is figuring out?
I don't like you. I swear I don't like you.
But for real though. I'm just saying that the guy, first of all, just have a conversation with her. What is going on? You can't keep putting your feelings in.
Exactly. Like, do you like me or you still like your ex?
Do you like me or you don't like me?
Yes. Simple. It's a so simple like thing. If like you me. Still like me. And you want this, tell me. And if you
do
don't.
Do you like me? Yes. If yes. Do you like me? Yes. If yes. No. No. Yes.
No. Like, don't let her confuse. Women ask her.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, please. Men ask her too. Don't let her confuse you. Yeah. Like, if she likes you and she wants to be with you, she make that known. All these are XXXs.
I feel like you're not giving yourself relationship problems.
You're just excuses.
You're not even in a relationship yet.
Exactly. And you already have a relationship. And you will not see evil. So I hope you understand. Just have a normal conversation and get on. Like, be very, very, very blunt. Don't like, just hit the nail on the head. Don't like try to like exactly what's going on. Exactly. So the last question.
Okay.
Based on friendships, it's actually two in one question. So I'll just say it once. Why do people want their friends to go all out for them, but won't do the same? Second question. Why be with a girl if you... This one, I love it. I personally love this question. And I'm about to attack the whole male gender. Why be with a girl if you know you are not mentally ready? You will address the first one, I'll address the second one. The first one is, why do people want their friends to go all out? Okay, why not? All right. Why do people want their friends to go all out for them but won't do the same? You see, I feel like that's just being selfish.
Exactly.
The plain word is, you're just being selfish. And if you feel like someone is not returning that same energy, drop the friend. Exactly. Just forget about it. Like,
there's no point where
nobody can stress me. I'm going all out for you, trying to stress myself to make you happy, and you're not returning the same energy. Even aside from friendship, they do this in relationships too. If you feel like your partner is not returning the same energy, you should get the fuck, or she should get the fuck. Everybody should just get out. No time. Next question. I feel like we've answered that question to an extent.
Yes.
Or do you have something to say? I feel like I already said everything that you have to say.
Yes, you have.
Right.
Yes.
Next question. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
That's the next question.
Why be with a girl if you know you are not mentally ready?
Okay, guys asking the guys. Eh? Or the guys asking guys. The person that asked this question.
Is a girl.
Definitely.
Why be with a girl if you are not mentally ready?
Why are you passionate about it?
Why?
I don't know.
See, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Eh? See, any guy at the beginning of the relationship tells you he's not mentally prepared, he has things he's dealing with, is a red flag. Tell him to go and deal with what he's dealing with. Gbogbo isoro aye color handle no.
And the other thing is, even in relationships, people get into relationships with people that they don't exactly know. And I'm not even talking about time. Wait, hold on. I'm not talking about time. I'm not talking about time you guys used to get to know each other or all that. I'm saying most things that people do in relationship are what they do in friendship. You just didn't notice. That's the truth. Nobody just wakes up one day and changes. That's the truth. If I'm a caring person while I'm being friends with you, I most likely be a caring person when I'm in a relationship with you.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And then you guys at the beginning of the relationship, you are giving this certain energy. I love you every day. I miss you.
I love you.
I love you with love emoji. Then you enter the relationship, it's black emoji you are using. Meant? Is it meant?
You read dot.
I feel like it's meant.
No, I feel like. You know
or no emoji at all, you're putting star sign.
I love you, star.
Yes. No more love emoji.
Oh, you've seen a lot, though.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Afghan.
But for real, though, I feel like. I don't know. But
see, you cannot know. Let me tell you something.
Hold on.
If you come to me and you come with a certain energy and I decide to agree to be your girlfriend and you totally switch up on me, I will break up with you.
What do you mean switch up?
You switch up on me. You are not keeping up that same energy and you come with, you have things that you are dealing with. Things that you didn't make that girl know. Like she wasn't aware.
I just want to ask for someone like this. I feel like people that communicate well never change. If I used to communicate my problems with you,
exactly. That's another angle.
Because I feel like nobody exactly changes.
Exactly. That's another angle.
It's just like,
but generally, if you know you are not mentally prepared to be in a relationship, why are you stressing on Molomo? Why?
Well, I can't answer that one because I don't know.
You? Why would you know? Because you like to defend the male gender.
No, it's not the male gender thing.
Afghan, when I told you about this question. When I told you about this question, you said that it's true that male guys.
I'm saying it's not just. I know that I actually do understand that male gender do this a lot, but it's not just common to them or to us. Yes, now.
See, my females, ladies, babies.
The bottom line of this thing is
Let me tell you something. If your man isn't keeping up with the same energy and is just making excuses, come back to the streets. Yes. Come back. They are lying. Men are scum. Men will mud you. Men will mud you. No. Men will mud you.
Okay.
Even your friends. Your friends too will mud you. Afghan has been mudding me since we started this podcast. Please just move on. Just move on. See if you're not happy.
Move on now.
See if you are sincerely not happy in your either it is normal romantic relationship or normal platonic relationship. If you are not happy, cut the person off. Yeah, if you are genuinely not happy, cut the person off. It's not by force. You will find other people that will treat you the way you are treating them.
I'll be more open.
Exactly, and we communicate whatever it is that they are going on, and not say they don't know how to communicate. Or they don't want to be vulnerable. We are kokoshidan. Imagine if you are being vulnerable, totally vulnerable to someone.
And you cannot not be vulnerable in a relationship. You have to be vulnerable.
You just have to, because
friendships.
Especially for girls. And then you guys, your gender will come and open your mouth and say women or girls are overthinkers. Why won't you overthink? When I am here talking about like the things I go through on a daily basis. I'm talking to you about like I'm conversing and when it's time for you to talk, it's like you keep mute. Like you're not saying anything. It doesn't make any sense. Communication is key. It is only key if it is reciprocated. If you're not giving me the same communication energy I'm giving you, then there's nothing that will work out. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. And if we're not on the same vulnerability frequency...
Say it again.
If we're not on the same vulnerability frequency, it's probably...
Exactly.
You guys have to be...
on the same page. Like, I cannot be vulnerable and you are trying to, your guard is up. It's not possible. It cannot work.
And me, as a guy, I would say, understand that if a guy likes you, you'll be vulnerable. That's the truth. If people like you, they'll be vulnerable. Even in friendships. Even in friendships, they'll be vulnerable. If people just like you, they'll be vulnerable. Friendships, relationships, anything.
I mean, if my normal friends can be vulnerable to me, why would I be in a relationship and my man or my girlfriend is not, like, vulnerable?
And truth is that there's no problem with not being vulnerable. But make sure you're going to be in with a partner that you're
exactly.
not vulnerable to. Just be with a partner that you guys are
and
similar.
And just know what you want, really. Because I feel like...
And go for it.
I feel like you're... Before you start the relationship, there's a certain, like... And for people that like to date their friends, or people that date their friends, I mean, it's okay. Like, your girlfriend, your girlfriend
ask
has
your
to
friend.
Be...
Technically.
Men are school. Mm. Some say, the way I'm treating you as my friend, I cannot treat you as my girlfriend.
What's that?
Or there are some things that they can tell you as your friend.
You've met the worst of men.
Hold on now.
Where did you meet them?
There are some...
On the street.
There are some things they can tell you as friends, but they can't tell you as girlfriends. That should not even be a thing. It should not even be a thing.
But I can't relate to this because I have a lot of responsible guy friends. Makes sense, guys. I'm proud of you all. But all these men
that should not be a thing. If you are keeping a certain energy with someone as friends, you should even be able to keep more. Like, it should be on a higher frequency when you are a person, if you are dating that person. That's what me I feel though.
That's what it should be.
Laura, just know what you want and don't let anybody take advantage of your vulnerability.
And if you are vulnerable and you're with a partner that is not vulnerable,
there's no point
wasting time. So yeah,
exactly, because most times when you are being vulnerable, it's more like it will look like you're complaining or you're ranting most times.
Yes.
Or like what you're saying is not necessary.
Yeah.
Yes. So
go back to the street. The street is open for everybody. Anybody.
The street is wide enough to walk.
Like hellfire.
The sky. First of all, the street is sweet.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
The street is not that bad.
It's not actually that bad.
It doesn't get lonely for me because I just entered the streets recently.
And relationships actually really vibe.
Everybody just delight.
Relationships are always just nicely on TikTok. Keep looking at it.
Away. I'm not having that conversation with you. You have a girlfriend. I'm not going to say anything.
No, but for real, distraction. Relationship takes a whole lot more than we admit.
I know, right?
Or more than it's more than
it takes
than
a lot
nice
of
commitment.
Yes.
Than,
yes.
It's more than all these things. Those,
yes.
Those things are just moments.
Yes.
1 second, 2 seconds.
Don't let anybody's picture deceive you. Everybody they lie.
No, I'll just lie.
Everybody.
For all packaging.
Laura Kosha, just do what you want and be happy. Your main priority is your mental health. Your mental health above everything, above anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like whatever it is or whatever anyone is doing isn't giving you peace of mind, please just move. And if you have tried to communicate your lack of peace of mind and the person is still making you feel like you are saying rubbish,
just move.
Yes.
Welcome to this trip.
So,
from your number one street girl.
Again, when we finish this podcast, Ajima Shelishi. So, I hope, first of all, thank everyone that sent questions.
As you send questions, you can also send money. We should have even said that. If you send any questions, send money. Because,
my listeners, please don't listen to him. Please.
You may send money. Won't you?
Please make sure that at the end of this, please make sure you. We post my link. You listen. Tell a friend to listen. And if you want us to do a part 2 of this podcast, please let me know and send in your questions. I had to answer just 10 questions because, like, the questions were not... It was not that much, no, but then... When I was telling people to send questions, not send questions, I'll change it for all of you. It's fine. Just... please, make sure you post... And follow me, please. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram @ Tola Gomez.
Why sound like you have one fireplace? Why are they following?
And follow my friend that came to talk on my podcast, even though he doesn't have sense. His name is @ Demola Olowo.
@ Demola _ Olowo. Send me money.
@ Demola _ Olowo. There's no underscore in my name. It's just Tola Gomez together. Dear,
send my number to your rich uncles and aunts.
Afghan, you know I archived all my pictures on Instagram.
And you say they should follow you. Well,
follow me very soon. You're going to see mad contents.
Okay.
Yeah. Please make sure you follow me. And on this note, we end this podcast, African, clap for me before I cut this podcast.
Send us money. Thank you.
Why? You like money.